Hello, children.
My name is Oluwatosin.
And I am Ito Tobongabasi. But, you know, to save your tongue, just call me IT.
And you are listening to another episode of What?
Bejest!
The number one relationship podcast in Nigeria and everywhere else, really.
You know, we basically talk about Gen Z relationships, love, sex, and, you know, all those things that people don't really like to talk about.
And this is brought to you by Verse 5.
Brought to you by Verse 5.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Why are you copying everything I'm saying? Isn't they do this, man? Men don't really have respect.
Enjoy this episode, my children.
Ciao!
Hi, children.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back, my kids.
We back. Like, we never left.
They don't even need us to say that there's no guests. Once they see you,
I spread my legs wide on my couch.
But what if we want to surprise you guys and a guest is like behind us and we just
and
do
I'll
this
just
so that you
for
think.
The person.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for IT Adozi. It is.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be on your show.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, Tosin couldn't make it. She had
Who's
something.
Tosin? Who couldn't make it? Yeah. I make it. She's just my teenage. Eh? Now, wow.
Do as you are guest now.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. What's your name? Steve's girl. Ooh. Sorry, Tosin couldn't make it. She had her grandma gave birth.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm so happy to be on your show. I've been watching you guys. You know, I really love what you do here.
Thank you.
Bejest. Kudos to the production team and
calm
everybody.
Down. So this is what happened, guys. She was just a fan that reached out to me and begged with her soul that she wanted to be on the show. And then since Tosin wasn't going to be around and she agreed that we'll make her up and make her look as good as she looks now, then I was like, okay, let's do it. So welcome. I see you follow Bejest a lot. What's your favorite part of Bejest?
Getting to see Tosin's face.
Wow.
I am so obsessed with that woman. God, I love Tosin so much.
Really? Is that how much you love horror movies?
Wow. Wow. Nice. One no. You don't start.
How was your week, Tosin?
Bro.
I'm not your bro. I'm not Ashakain. I'm not your bro.
Bro, you are my bro.
No, sir.
See, I've gone through a lot.
During
like,
this week.
A lot in
sorry,
life.
Sorry, don't
And
cry.
This week was like lots.
Oh, my God.
Jiggers. I need to sleep. I need to rest. I hate Lagos.
Sorry.
Ah! Lagos makes me mad.
I can relate because this week has been like double the stress. I don't know why. But it's just like everything is wired to stress you in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm processing Canadian passports.
Who is our?
You don't you want to come
with me? I won't go Canada with you. Who says I won't go Ghana? I'm Canada.
Okay, now Ghana you
What if I won't go Ghana or Cotonou?
It's not Cotonou, it's Cotonou.
Cotonou.
It's Cotonou.
Togo, Senegal, Mali.
A country I'd actually love to visit is Ethiopia. For no reason, like absolutely
Egypt.
No reason. Ethiopia is not in Egypt. Who
I
is
said
this guy?
And Egypt.
Okay, I thought you said in Egypt. I say now Tosin don't start.
So even if I said in Egypt, you cannot say Tosin come. Why would you say in Egypt? You can't whisper.
I wish you say in Egypt.
Inside the mic.
Okay, sorry
then
guys.
You shame me and stay away to public.
Tosin come. How would you say in Egypt?
I said and Egypt.
Oh, okay. Why would you love to visit Egypt?
I did Egypt. I studied Egypt for one of my practicals in school. You know, I'm studying theater arts.
Oh, okay.
So we got to like reenact their culture, talk like them, dress like them, act like them and stuff. And I want to go there.
Can you speak Egyptian language? What do they speak in Egypt?
I beg me, I don't know.
What
I don't
what
do
language?
The, I don't do the course.
What language do they speak in Egypt?
I don't know.
I think it's
Egyptian
Arabic
language.
Or Aramaic or something like that. Yeah, the Canaanites were Egyptians, I guess.
I see, please.
Anyway,
please, let's pass. Ha.
Did you say pass or spaz?
Bray. I said let's pass, Sha.
Well, like, I'm really looking forward to a vacation.
Mm.
I don't know. It can even be still in Lagos, but like, I just want to go somewhere.
Anything in Lagos is not vacation.
Honestly.
Even if you are going to the beach to chill, your mind will not be settled. Because
honestly.
Lagos,
the beach is also becoming a beach, honestly. Like,
okay.
For real. Like, so long as it's in Lagos, it's still not. You know, like, but like, I really look forward to the vacation.
I do too.
Maybe Ibadan.
Yes, I would like to go on the train. I'll try that.
May I go see Ulu Morok?
You know the excursion we did in primary school? You know, follow school bus, do excursion.
The excursion we did in my primary school was to a snail farm.
Snail?
Here in Lagos. So, no, I've never been to an excursion because it was more of a traumatizing event. Because the snails, they were like tiny, tiny snails. They were the big ones, and then they were the tiny ones. And the tiny ones started like crawling on like my classmates' bodies.
Stop. Jesus.
Exactly.
Stop.
It's more of a traumatizing event than an excursion.
Thinking about this every day traumatized me like this.
Do you get? So, no, I was never at an excursion. Okay, no. There was one time we went to Nigerian Breweries to see how they bought to their soft
is
drinks.
Is there any school that I don't go to that place?
Where? Which one? The one at Agidimbi? That
there's
was the
one,
I
yes. M7 Up.
You didn't
seven
have
up.
To say the brand name.
Seven up.
Well, yes, yeah.
Seven up now.
You're still saying, seven you're saying like four times.
Like everybody goes there now.
Well, it's true, we went there. So, yeah, that's our next question now.
You had a very nice childhood, Kenny.
That's so sarcastic of you. But the point is, the point is that you guys should have rest when you feel like resting.
Honestly.
Yeah, like hustle in Nigeria. Will almost make end. You it doesn't end, so it will almost make you always work, and that's not why you were created. Like, you were not created to work, do you know? Like, you were created for a particular thing, okay. But like, work is supposed to fund you to do that thing. Okay. You're not supposed to live your life working, do you understand? That's why I just want to retire at like 25
when your life just starts.
Allow me to manifest what I want to manifest.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, like, life is not supposed to be lived
to
working.
Something that is very, very... Even God rested.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not deep. Everybody says that. Even God rested.
I'm doing it to, like, make you feel good. You have to pour your wine.
Do like this, and it's going to give us this mad effect. You put soundtrack there. Whoa, man, that one is here, Lara.
Please, thank God there are no guests, and I'm not close to you. That's the upside to all of this. Well, I love it when guests are around, Sha. They make conversations like crazy.
We make conversations crazy.
Yeah. You guys should rest. This is a reminder for you to rest. I feel like we need to take our mental health a little more seriously. Not a little more, a lot more seriously.
Okay.
As Nigerians especially, because we go through a lot.
It's very easy to run mad in Nigeria. But like, you don't know that you're mad, but you're
yeah, like,
mad. Do you get
really
like,
crystal mad?
Small pinches of things and inches.
Yeah. There are times when things happen to me and I can't even fathom my feeling at that point. I don't know if it's anxiety or excitement mm-hmm. or anger or pain or stress. And like, you just want to scream.
Yeah.
It's looking normal, but it's not. I mean, it's just the stress that we face in Lagos and Nigeria and all of those things. So like, we should take a mental health. That's why I like Gen Z. Gen Z will always prioritize their mental health.
Are you sure?
Yes, Gen Z people always. Yeah. They're dragging us on Twitter now. They always drag us on Twitter. Especially all these millennial people that I'm coming from.
I think Gen Z people, yeah, they have this thing. They don't.
Who is they? Say we.
Am I Gen Z?
No, yeah, Gen Z.
I'm like 5 years old. Yeah, Gen Z. I have children, grandchildren. I'm like, I'm more Gen Z.
Look at Gen Z. This is the most Gen Z people person you ever meet, actually.
Gen Z people. You people. You Gen Z people. You guys. How am I saying you guys?
Good. Thank God you're questioning yourself.
What am I saying, you guys? Okay, so Gen Z people, you guys like to treat things like it doesn't really matter.
Because it actually does. Okay, not that it doesn't matter. So I think the Gen Z narrative is that it's never that deep.
Yes.
So regardless of what
but
it is,
you guys need to,
in truth, it's
but
never
you
that
guys,
deep.
You Gen Z people,
look at
need
this
to
clown.
Learn to create a balance.
But it really is never that deep.
It's never that deep, but it's deep. You have to learn these things. To be
but
honest,
not that. So it's deep, but like, it's not deep enough to cost me my mental health. Do you understand?
See, I saw this thread on Twitter, and I'm like, this guy is shading Gen Z. I am part of them. But at the support time, say, keep shading us.
No, man. Like, I don't know what to do with you right now. Because the narrative that, okay, so a lot of millennials, I just said a lot of, a lot of millennials, a lot
Canadian
of
passports.
Is it not? That's not even
coming through.
But like, a lot of millennials, just like to say that, oh no, Gen Z are the way Gen Z are because we don't have responsibilities yet, and all of those, and that at the end of the day, Gen Z will just end up being like the millennials, how the millennials are. Well, I don't believe it's so, because it's not really an idea of, it's not really a thing of the physical, it's more of the mental, it's the thought pattern, is the way we think.
Yeah, and I think we found an easier way to work this out. It's like we don't have to sweat and hustle and up pure water and do this to come and say, oh, I have a success story.
Exactly.
I went from grass to grave.
Exactly.
I used to up pure water, but now see me, I own the factory.
I mean, you can just start off painting and like earning thousands of euros from your painting.
Thank God for the internet. At least you can learn online. Everything is just very chill and it's very easy for all of us.
Yeah.
All of us.
Yes, exactly.
I'll join you guys back. Thank you.
You never left, my dear. You never left. But like, that's what it's never that deep means. So like Adekunle go say, if you go cost my peace, then that's some expensive shit, bro.
Sing a song. If you go cost my peace. What is if you don't cost my
peace? If you go cost my peace.
Just read the lyrics, I'll sing it. Read the lyrics, I'll sing it.
If you go cost my peace, that's some expensive.
If you don't cost my peace, it's some expensive shit.
If you know be money, do not disturb me. Money, please.
Yeah, the voice.
Yes.
Do not disturb me, please.
Stop embarrassing yourself on the internet. Your children will see this video. So like have them in mind. When
my grandchildren, yes. My children.
Yeah, so like have them in mind.
I have a family tree. And let me do up. Let me start them.
Yeah, we all will start our family tree.
See, please don't just stress this one. I'm 90 years old. I have a family tree. Let me start them. Now, wow. Stop. Case closed.
Well, I mean, we are here for Gen Z. I mean, that's what Bages is. Bages is like, we talk about the relationship from the perspective of Gen Z people. You get?
Yes.
There are so many shows, probably. I don't know what they are doing. But like, many people talk about how millennial relationships are, but very few really care.
Because they feel Gen Z like, people feel like, Gen Z, we don't really know what we're doing. So we'll grow up as small children. That we'll grow up. So don't talk about these things. Here. Don't talk about your mental health. Don't talk about your relationship, what you feel.
Yeah, I've not seen life.
Because you've not seen life. You've not experienced life. So you will grow up. Don't worry. That's what they all say.
Yeah.
But like, we are talking about these things.
That's why we're
and
here.
And you can do nothing.
Bages is here for you. Gen Z.
Yes, we are your platform, Gen Z people.
Yeah.
We are in front of the, I was going to say Genzillians. That sounds nice, Joe. Genzillians. That sounds nice.
I feel like Gen Z's are not talked about enough. Apart from, aside this relationship that we are now covering, there are still so many other
areas. So many aspects,
that, like nobody really cares how we handle these things. But like, they don't think we are old enough to have these real life issues.
And you know, the thing is that even the adults here, when they were our age, they had these issues too.
Adults. We are adults.
See, now, you are not adults. Oh, we're adults. They are not.
They are millennials or baby boomers or whatever.
They had the same issues when they were in this age range, and they were not vocal about their thoughts and
they
their
cared about
emotions.
What people would say.
Yes,
that's
but
what we don't have, that care.
We don't care the shit. Like, we will lecture as Montgomery. I don't care the shit.
Honestly, man. Bages now is here for you to like make less relationship mistakes. You understand?
And less life mistakes, please.
Yeah, I'm here to teach you. For instance, like, we're here to teach you the rules of relationship. Number one, don't stay with somebody that you can't stand. Somebody that, like, breaks all your deals, like, doesn't tick all the boxes. Okay, maybe not all the boxes, but, like, majority of the boxes that you have in your head.
I was going to say, like, Lagos. Like, I am in a very, very toxic relationship with this Lagos state.
Honestly.
But that's the thing. I just cannot leave.
Please, if it's a relationship, leave. You understand? If it's Lagos, you can stay. But like, if it's
stay,
a person.
And you know part of my deal breakers, no? They know they really pass the line.
What exactly are deal breakers?
Who they ask me, like, saying an exam?
You are the guest on the show now. Is that not what we agreed?
You did not tell me. Let me balance. So, thank you so much for that question, IT.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Deal breakers are issues that do not make people come to an agreement. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's more like a barrier. I say a barrier, like an Igbo girl. A barrier.
A barrier.
That like prevents people from moving forward. And
wait till be all this one now.
You ask me what
you talk
is.
Like pastor.
You say what is, and I give
but
you.
Deal breakers are things that prevent your destiny. That's how you sound.
No, I'm just saying that deal breakers are issues that do not make people come to an agreement.
Let it be dirt.
What?
Doratin.
Kuto no asen.
Dorati bacho.
Familiar.
Be back or wherever.
So that's just it for me.
So deal breakers are things that piss you off about people.
Not piss you off.
Yeah, probably.
There are
most
things that
you
do not agree with. Things that you cannot compromise for.
For.
Mm. Yes. Ah, modi wallahi.
That's the phrase we're looking for.
What?
That's the phrase you're looking for.
Yes.
So, what are your deal breakers?
What are my deal breakers?
Yeah, your deal
Who breakers. Who does I get deal breakers?
Do you have deal breakers? Mm. I feel like everybody does.
I think I've not discovered mine.
It's like pushing somebody to the wall. What's that wall for you?
I don't think there's a wall, to be honest.
So you just the go.
I'm trying to be very honest on this show. I am not going to lie to you people. I promise. Where's this Bible?
I don't. That's not true. I'm not Hold on. Like, are you saying you take everything?
I don't take everything.
Good. What
but
don't you take?
I don't know what I don't take. Should I explain?
Women are
Should
so
I explain?
Confused,
Let me explain.
My God.
I was telling my sister something. I said, okay, I'll just talk about this.
Okay,
this
so like show. When they press your mumu button.
Wait, first. Wait now. The person I said I dated that cheated on me twice. I forgive him. Like, forgive, say, I don't forget everything.
Yeah.
And now we are extremely close. Like, we still talk every single day. And it feels like that did not even happen at all. So I know, don't cheat on me.
It doesn't invalidate
what happened.
The things that you did not like about the relationship.
Yes, I know.
So those are your deal breakers. Or some of your deal breakers. There's probably more.
Nobody could tell me what's my deal breaker. I say no.
Wow.
No. But you tell me your own face. Maybe I'll guess this from you. Because even like I don't know my deal breakers.
I actually have deal breakers. I think the first one is dishonesty. Like, I really appreciate honestly a lot. And like, if it's not honest, then it pisses me off. That's why I just try to. So like, I'm in so many places. Like, aside Beiges, I'm in so many other places as well. I just try to like
so
merge
you are cheating on
all.
You are
I try
on
to
Beiges.
Merge me in all of these affairs to be like the same me. So like, if you have people who know me from everywhere, aside Beiges, and including Beiges, in one room, IT will still be IT. Do you understand? There's like just one IT. Yeah. So like anything that appears to look like hypocrisy or
I don't like lies.
Or lies. I just detest them a lot.
I don't like
so
lies.
So yeah, honesty is a deal. Dishonesty is a deal breaker for me. That's one. Another deal breaker for me is like.
What do you want to talk?
When you're not so smart, like.
It's like.
Yeah, please, like, I know to Sabi Bo, but like,
really
there's a level of
I don't know.
There's a level of intellect that I have, and anything less than it, like, I don't get sense. She understand? I know to get
I
sense.
I know.
Like
I can't
so anything less than my level of intellect, which is really low, is way too low, and I can't deal. Do you get? So I break the deal.
This is so much pride here.
No, I said I have a low intellect. What else
Allah,
was for
yeah,
me?
Even inside the low intellect,
why is
you
just
are
my life,
proud.
Christ's sake.
You are still, you sound like Asha, Jesus.
What? No, yeah. I sound like Popo.
It's not like
skit.
Asha. It's like, what is you sound like Asha, fam.
No, Asha sounds like 1 o'clock.
Yes.
This is my video. It's
oh,
like,
good.
You're still sleeping by 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Shout out to Asha. Shout out to Asha. First ever guest on this show. Nice one.
Well, my deal breakers.
Those are two of my deal breakers.
Those are two.
Yeah.
What are plenty?
Yeah, no, there's a lot more. Like this poor fashion sense is a deal breaker for me. Like when you don't have manners, when you lack manners, like you're talking to me, you're picking your nose.
Okay,
who does
I think
that?
I remember one.
After I swear with Bible.
No, like
if
I thought
strike you now, come and spoil
one.
Our mic and our camera.
Did I swear with Bible?
Yes, you said that.
I said that court thing. I did like, is that
Please,
court thing?
If you are using Spotify, just go back like 30
but
seconds.
I see.
If you are using YouTube,
you know
just
that?
Go back.
See, you
whatever
you
are using, go back. You hear what she, where she's swearing.
Do you know
by.
That? I don't want to say deal breakers for me. I just feel like there are some things that I can actually just tweak a bit. Yeah. Like,
tweak.
Yes.
How do you mean?
Oh, God. Okay. So, for example, I like somebody, and in my head, I'm like, oh, this is my deal breaker. I cannot. Like when it comes to this thing,
you can't
we cannot
it.
meet in the middle.
Find a common ground.
You get it's either you go your way and I go my way or something. But if that's not happens, I'm like, nah, small.
That's a lot of work you have to do on yourself then. Yeah.
Yes, I think so.
Yep, because I can't keep taking things because of impulse or because of
but
the moment.
My deal breaker, let me tell you this one that I remember. I don't like unkind people. People that are not kind.
And you know how people are not... You know, human beings are funny. Some people are only after, for instance, IQ, intelligence.
Yeah.
Other people are after money. Other people are after, like, personalities. But very few people really care about kindness. And that's like, what really matters. People.
I once liked this boy, and... would go out.
Omo, you don't once like too many boys, so.
See, my
so, you know reason am.
I be babe.
You too, they once like I this boy. You once like this boy.
No, I know my limits. I know my limits. She gets. But let me just tell you the story. I once liked this boy. And we would go out to get food. Me, oh, meeting one Tommy. Let me speak English for our non-Yoruba audience.
Okay.
Me that they teach. That collect the teaching with full hand.
Okay.
And put it on my head.
What teaching?
They teach me in my house.
That?
General teaching, IT.
That?
Home training teaching.
Why didn't you just say home training?
You, see, the Yoruba is... That's the Yoruba. My darlings. So we'll go out. This guy, when he serve us food, me, I'll say... thank you. Like, I don't know how to live life without saying, ask every of my friend. I say thank you, Jesus, every time. If I see it, thank you, Jesus. If I do, thank you, every single time. And it's so weird because I don't even know how it started. But I just always say it. So
like, when you see me, you should say thank you, Jesus. And I
wait till they do this. What is,
a blessing.
Where is your
nothing
problem?
Nothing short of a blessing.
Where is
that's
your
me.
Problem?
You should say so, thank you. No, sorry. Before you go on, please
thank
say thank
Jesus
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for IT in my life. Case closed. So this guy... waiter will bring food. It happened like twice, three times. Waiter will bring food. I'll say thank you. When the guy now goes, you not tell me why you say.
Why do you say thank you to the
are you not paying for the food? And in my head, I'm like,
doesn't
even
mean
do
anything.
Even do as how she gets. Yeah. I also have this thing where I like to bend when I greet elders. It's just something in my head. I don't care if you are.
For your posture's sake, you might have to stop.
Not bend, bend. That's okay. Just do. Just
do
like
even
this.
Better.
Just do like this. Just normal. Not like I have to bend, but like. You get just normal. So gate man older than me. Ah, good afternoon, sir.
Yeah.
Uber driver.
Not everybody has that teaching.
I know, but then I am doing it. It doesn't mean I'm doing too much. So don't just come
no,
at me.
No, you're not doing too much.
So the guy will come at me and say, why are you bending to greet him? Is he your daddy? Is he I was like, God forbid that I date somebody like this.
Stop coming at me.
I bind and cast him and this IT boy.
What have I done?
I said, what is your problem?
You said he was coming at you. And I said, stop coming at me.
I used to be a part of this. I'm not going to be a part of this. So my first deal breaker, I don't like unkind people. Also, do you believe that having a spec list is opposite to having a deal breakers list? Deal breakers list.
Spec. Why do you have a deal breakers list? No, I don't think you should have a... I feel like it's okay
but
to have...
spec and deal breaker opposite, Abby. What
nah, so like sort of. So like I feel it's
what
okay.
Sort of.
Sort of now.
Say sort of. Like
please allow me to be myself.
For this Canadian visa. Oh God. Oh God.
I never even get them yet.
Yeah.
So like I feel like it's okay to have things that you want from a partner or in a partner, like attributes of the partner you like.
Yeah.
But like don't expect anybody to have all of the things on your list, number one. Number two is like your deal breakers list is probably like the reverse mirror image of what your spec list is. So it's like the opposite of what your spec list. So you don't even need a list for that. Just know that this doesn't work for me. This doesn't work for me. I can't do. But I mean, why are we saying this? Deal breakers are not things that you plan for. It's just like, for instance, you go out with somebody and the person does this thing and you're like, no, man, I can't cope with
it. I think it's very important for us to learn our deal breakers because someone like me, you see, I came here clueless. I'm so sorry.
When I
came
do
here
something you don't like, you will know that you don't like it. Do not express the fact that you don't like it.
Even if I know I don't like it, I'll still want to.
That's where the work comes in.
Yes. That's what I said. You have to know yourself to understand these things, understand what works for you and try to create boundaries. She gets
Like,
so
have boundaries. people mess you up. You
this story I told you now about this guy, this was last year, and that was like the first time in my life that I stood my ground on something like, I cannot date you because you are not kind. Jige, so that's like my fault. I'll write it here. First deal breaker, unkind men.
Do you think we should have like something? Something no, we'll spoil the art. We'll spoil the art. We'll spoil the art. I was thinking we have like stickers on it. But no, you will ruin the art. No, I beg. It's somebody's sweat.
We can unleash our creativity on
No, me. Bro. It's somebody's sweat, I beg.
True, Sean. So that was like my first time of knowing that, oh, I actually don't like this thing and I'm going to stand my ground. So it took like a whole process. Imagine somebody all my life.
Yeah.
I don't take everything. Yeah. You hurt me, you say sorry. I'm like, that's fine. But we'll not just go back to how we used to be before, but I'm fine, I'm good.
No, and man, I don't think...
Even in friendship, Seth, we have deal breakers.
Yes, you have deal breakers in every human relationship. Because if you do not have... This if you life. Do not have boundaries, like you don't set boundaries for people...
Yeah.
You are going to be in soup. Just like your house. You just leave the door open. Everybody walking. Do you understand? Surely if you have a lot to offer...
Yes.
And then it's attractive. Yeah. So everybody's just walking in and doing... And messing you up.
Yeah.
So you just end up at the middle of business and you don't want that. So like you need to set boundaries for people. People will break your boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Like a couple of people who are stubborn and don't
have sense. You still need to but stand your
like
ground.
Still break the boundaries. But like you know that okay, this is it and this is it and this is it. I would if you cross it, I'll tell you. Yes. Come Uchenna. Here. Come here.
Who be Uchenna?
You know that's it. Kabingo Dawalaya. Oh, big boy in town.
That's Vicky's best.
Uchenna, come back here. You. Uchenna, stop there. Like, don't cross your boundaries. No, man. Turn around.
I feel you. I think I have to do, like, so much work on myself. And I am grateful to God. I started the journey already.
Yeah,
the
man.
Journey of self-discovery.
She's doing great.
And I'm doing very great with placing boundaries and saying, you don't do that to me.
Yep.
You cannot. I'm not taking that. Bye.
Yep.
And I won't feel bad about it. You know, I think that I was for everybody before. Not everybody.
That's why you go before you be boring. No, you be boring before everybody.
You know that friend that you can always come to when you have issues? The friend that is there for everybody.
If even you if get it problem, means bending yourself call twice.
Give you a I see, are you serious call. Right now?
If you get problem. Why are you good? Come meet me if you need.
Water. I won't drink.
Sorry.
You don't almost finish. You give me from your own.
Wow.
I'll drink my own fast. You give me from your own.
Wow.
So... What was I saying now? Why do you like to distract me this life?
Sorry, you were talking about how you wanted to be the best. You wanted to be Mother Christmas.
I was that person. I was
with
Mother Christmas. Not I wanted to be. I was Mother Christmas. Yeah, but it took the grace of God and so much introspection. Bro. Mad.
Introspection.
Mad.
Now let's break down that word.
Okay.
You say okay. So, I know that.
When you introspect, you take time to reflect. You look inward. In.
Do you know why?
True.
Do you know why that makes a lot of sense? What? Because introspect as I mean is like pouring light inwards, spec, like light spectrum inwards. And then you said reflect, which also has to do with light.
Helper. Way deep. But nice that's one. Just it. And I had to like say, Tosin, what can see? You cannot take everything these people give you unless you just match you. See, you're matching this rogue. IT, wow, you just have
my
to.
My alien slides.
See, off my slippers. See, IT is matching his own. Because you have to create boundaries, fam. You have to learn your deal breakers, what works for you, what does not work for you.
Yep.
You have to even learn what works for the other person, too.
Yep.
Yeah, so you have to, like, be sure not to cross the line.
Thank you for mentioning it. So, like, our guest, this girl.
Yes.
So, imagine, like, it's the flip. The case is the reverse. And you are the one breaking someone's deal.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you realize that, oh my God, you just crossed the boundary? Because it could be awkward.
I like to talk about things.
Mm-hmm.
I like to talk about things. I think I did that with a friend. I did some things, a female friend last year, and I hurt her like so bad. Yeah, so we had to, it took months. We sat down to talk about it, but after like 5 months, it was not working out. Mm. Like the whole friendship just did not work out. And I was always crying. I'm sorry.
Probably
I
should have taken it to the gym. That was so lame. Oh my God. Can't believe it came out of
That's
my mouth.
That's fine. So it just did not work out. And I knew that I had overdone it.
Who never fuck up hands in the
No hands.
No hands.
You know, I landed it. So I just had to. I spoke to her about it. She told me what I did. I said sorry, but that That was not even fixing the relationship.
Yeah, I mean, sorry doesn't fix you.
It was just recently we started talking again, and I feel really good. I'm so happy to have my friend and my baby back, and I promise not to break your deal.
Nah, so did they talk.
Did you hear me? Break your deal. Deal breaker.
Did they rewind yourself? So you are recommending communication.
Communication, yes, because these people will not tell you that this is my line. Don't cross this line, because it comes out as being aggressive. You cannot just tell your friend, don't cross, don't do this, don't do that. So when they do
you say you want to be my friend. Oh, yeah, sit down. See this line. If you cross it,
in your head. People don't do that. They feel like it's quite rude. So they wait for you to do it. So when somebody should do it to you, just call them. See them, self. That one is better. See them and explain to them. See, like I cannot take this. This thing is beyond me. It's kinikon. It's kinikon. Mm-hmm. Speak your English. Speak your grammar. Just talk it. Talk it out.
Like, make sure you have like a level of understanding.
Yes, and if you cannot come to a common ground, everybody should just go peace.
Your own way.
To
go
be
find
honest,
your own
I think
ground.
I prefer breaking up with friends, like straight.
Why you
going to
break up with you?
I break up with friends now.
Because people
do that in a while, sure.
But so now, in the case where it's your own boundary that has been broken, so it's one of two things. You communicate, like she already said, guy, I don't like what you just play. I don't like what you just do.
And
like
you have to stand firm.
Like, bro,
you have to be very firm about it. Tell them, I don't like strong. If you want to even stay like,
meetings
on the top. What are you saying?
I'm saying stand strong.
If you want to stay like 1 week away from this person, stay the week. Stay away from them.
Yeah.
Tell them that you are not joking, you are not kidding, you are not playing with it. Because if they are your friends, they want to do na smalls, now isn't they working? Why do they carry on for head like that? And tell them, this is it. I don't like it.
Whatever you have to do, like, to pass your message across to them that you didn't like. So like communication basically. Or you just cut them off, man. Move.
It actually happens with my sisters too, and they always tell me, I don't like what you did to, so don't ever do that again. We'll not talk for like 2-3 hours before, you know, come and see this thing on Instagram and we're back. Yeah, so I know that I cannot do that again in my life.
Yeah.
That, cannot that, dump me.
I
so.
Mean, what? Who are these people without us? Yes, we are just helping your lives. Helping your lives. Helping you become better people. That's why we are here, Sha. Crazy comments.
To wink.
Wow. Craziest comments. Let me read this. It says, good. This person is so disrespectful. Oh,
my
God.
I like you.
No,
there's
man.
I like you.
So disrespectful.
Good evening, Tosin.
Good evening, Tosin. Wow. So IT is like a ghost.
IT no day this
just passed, man.
That's Nami Geshu.
It says, good evening, Tosin. Now you go treat this person problem. I am confused. Okay. Obviously, because you didn't include IT in your greeting. You're confused. Should I have sex or not? Oh, wow. Wow, this person sounds like a teenager. Firstly, because he said good evening to see. Who told this in the evening? We will read it. For Christ's sake, it's in the afternoon.
Anytime now,
what time? Exactly, like, good evening to see. He probably stole his mother's phone. No, let me not say anything.
Why you like this? Good evening to see.
I'm confused. Should I have sex or not?
Should I have sex or not? That question is for Tosin. No, put your mouth, though. No, put your mouth. They didn't call your name here.
Okay. Oh.
Hi, commenter.
I think we should always have their names, so it's
please
more personal.
Put your names.
Yeah.
Okay, so should you have sex or not? I don't know you. I don't know what your morals are. I don't know where you stand. I don't know what you want to do.
But your relationship was spoiled.
IT, why are you like this now? I'm trying to be serious here.
Sorry. Like, sorry. You sound like a preacher now. I just had to complete it. Sorry. Go ahead.
But if you are... I don't know. See, I cannot set these rules for you people, to be honest, because... morals, you know, align. Me, I feel like some. What?
And talk.
Talk.
You can talk, Abby.
2 seconds. Fast.
No, I want to advise her too.
Who sent the message?
Sorry, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, advice. Advice. Fast.
So, it depends on what level of your life you are at, like right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, from this message, I'm just perceiving that you are probably a teenager and most likely under 18 because I am not. AM. But like at the same time, if you are at a point in your life where sex is probably if you are married, you wouldn't ask me this question.
Yeah.
Please sleep with your husband, sleep with your wife. Yes. If you are like young adults, it's solely on your decision. Like it's based on the decision you make. So once you are past 18, it's just expected that you can now make decisions for yourself. like the right decisions or the wrong ones, but like they are all for you. So any decision you make, you have the consequence, you have the benefits, you have everything, because sex sweet. But if you go carry belly, you go carry the belly, or if you go do abortion, you go do the abortion. If you go, but you go, you get. So like whatever you do, you get to decide. But if you are below 18, my dear,
please don't have sex. I beg you in the name of God.
Because sex is not just pim 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 and pam 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 or pom pom pom. Sex is a lot of other things.
Yes.
I'm a virgin, so I don't know what I'm saying.
I but see. Like,
do you have words for them?
You understand? You don't even finish what I want. Why you like? You just come here, carry my shine on your sorry, head, and sorry. Hug it.
Next time, don't greet IT. You see who's of your problem. Go have sex. Go have sex. So almost 16 years.
I want to think that this person is a girl. I'll be a lady.
Yeah, she said good evening, Tosi. I mean, my guys wouldn't say that.
You go shock. Baby girl, baby person, baby girl, baby boy, anyone. Mm. So I think you should, the first thing you should do is look inward. Do you really think you can be a
making sex sound like a big deal though?
Am I?
Almost see go have sex.
See, let me tell you, wait, if you go and ask us, are you carry pregnancy? Diaper is cause.
It's sweet.
If you're a girl,
the joy of motherhood.
IT, really.
Yes.
If you're a man and you go and have sex now, house rent and she carry baby, house rent is cause.
So you don't have about you don't who needs a house? Their IDP camps everywhere.
If I take it to his advice.
Have sex, my dear. It's sweet.
My darling, depends
that's why,
on you.
That's why they say you should not have it. Let me tell you. That's why they say you should not have it, because it's sweet like mad. It's sweet like mad. That's why. You said you go up and you go say, this sex point, is crazy.
I think
it's giving. Sex is giving. It's giving joy. Have that thing. I beg. I don't get straight to advise
don't
anybody.
Do what works for you.
Do what works for you.
Whatever works for you is fine.
It's sweet.
Tosin cannot help you decide.
Okay, it's sweet like much. Run out.
Please, social media police, move.
Social media police, screenshot these songs out of peer pressure. Okay. It's not Kendrick Lamar. Let's begin from there. It's Kendrick Lamar. People don't even know this artist. But like, you see your friends talking about American artists and he just sweets you. Yourself. You maybe say...
Wait.
Yemoli said... Did you see that Yemoli video?
Which video? Which of
them? It was like... The screenshots, I can't remember the artist he said, but American artist go drop a project, he go come screenshot say, oh my god, I've been waiting for this. You may be saying that Buju Benson, I hear the yeah.
Buju is not bad now.
Yeah, so why you no screenshot Buju Benson, you no post Buju Benson? Well, because American artists, Drake.
But I think wait.
It's about Lover Boy, Yusef.
Kendrick Lamar dropped an album.
Kendrick Lamar.
I said Lamar now. Why you laugh? Is it not Lama?
I'm not talking about you being wrong. I'm talking
you
about how
why people you actually talk when I talk my own Lama. You can't say Lawa.
Let's go by Kendrick Lawa. Kendrick Lawa.
Kendrick Lamar dropped an album recently.
Yep. Is it still recent? Bro, but yeah, he dropped an album. Yeah.
So this person, I always have stories. Why you pushing us sorry?
And that's the don't beauty sorry. Of being just man.
So this person that I started talking to. Just randomly, cause of work stuff, I go stone you, work stuff. This boy, on one call, he mentioned the album like 3 times.
Yeah,
oh, Kendrick Lamar's album is out.
Yeah, it's a really great album.
If you are tired of working, just listen to Kendrick Lamar. And I'm like, who told you that's even my vibe?
It's a really great album.
That's not my vibe still.
Have you
not
listened?
Caveman, that's not my vibe.
You're still not listening to Mr. Mora.
It just cannot be my vibe.
So everybody who knows me, knows that I am an Afrobeats guy. Like, if it's not Afrobeats, you have to put in like a lot of work to make me listen.
Okay.
Do you understand? But at the same time, I love black music and Kendrick is black. And then he had so much buzz, peer pressure. I just feel like, okay, let me just give it a listen.
Yeah.
And I did, and I could relate to the songs. So I feel like every black person relates to that Mr. Moral and Big Steppers album.
Wait, what do you
so
call
you
it?
Mr.
Moral and Big Steppers
and the
album.
Big Steppers. Yeah, you
that's
should.
The name of the album.
Yeah, you
if
should.
You wanna be?
Yes, you should give it a listen. No, after now, so, guys. Oklahoma fans, don't worry. After now, I'll
what's
play
Oklahoma?
For that's just what they call Kendrick Lamar.
Come on, Cavemanians fans, don't worry. After that, you guys should go.
Yo, like if you know, it's not a wrong, a bad thing to like stand like foreign guys, but if you not say no be your normal team, why in this country? And then another one is that people will be say before now nah, audio mark did they use? I'm coming, sorry.
It's nah. Urgent.
Okay.
Just come and give me one.
Who is this guy?
Please now, please now. Just
we can't do this.
Just pause.
You get tipsy and
just
how
pause,
you get home?
Just post more for me. I'll be sipping this once, I promise.
Baby stars. This is what happens, like please even now. Behind the camera.
Don't let them to see it. Put it like this.
If you pour this couch, you
go. Mostly in my own chair. You don't do.
What is that one?
You people are going to take her home, because I'm not taking anybody anywhere. I was saying, what yeah. was I saying? You know how people that listen
audio
to
mark people.
Okay, before audio marks, there's some people that still like pirate music, download it from like all these sites. They don't screenshot the songs then. Mm-hmm. When they move to audio mark, they still don't screenshot the songs. They now join their Apple. Family sub. You understand? And their friend now added them to their Apple Music family sub.
There's no shame in that. Man.
They call the screenshots.
But there's no shame in that.
The screenshots. So that we can see the
it's
Apple
not
Music.
Bad. That's not bad.
It's not bad, but
let them do it. But please stop oppressing us, okay? At least one thing, little duck, something duck, something duck.
And there's always Lil in their
don't
name.
Be little duck, little baby, that baby. What?
Little duck, little money, little wine, little babies. I mean, little babies is not for even Lil. Away.
You
know, feel little. It's big with big babies.
Oh yeah, let's
big toast, big IT.
It's gonna be big toast.
From today, I changed my name from Sexy Tomato to Big IT. Nah, man, I'm too sexy for that, man.
I'm too sexy for this.
You don't have to do this.
It just keep, you know, I like to sing songs here with people's words. It just comes like natural. It's a gift from God. It just comes on me like, oh, I take it in.
She never does that. Yeah, let's go.
Did
on.
You know? This is like one of my best parts here.
What didn't we know?
Did you? Let's count, guys. Look
one,
into my eyes
two,
and count.
Ready, go.
5, 6, 7. Go.
Let's go.
Did
one,
you know
two, it? Ready,
and
go.
I say 5, 6, 7, go.
1, 2, ready, go.
Oh, my God. 5, 6, 7,
ain't
go.
Ain't gonna stop.
Oh, well, you have
one,
time today.
2,
go day, yeah.
Ready, go.
5, 6, 7,
ready, go.
Did you know? Did
level
you
up.
Know? Did
level
you
up.
Know? Did
level
you
up.
Know?
Level up. Level up.
Look at.
Level up.
I beg, I don't do that. We don't do. Did you know? Looking into each other's eyes.
Ah, looking into.
What's that name, dog?
You don't count rubbish. You call this dog rubbish.
Oh my, it's puzzle. If that's the word. Okay, let me start again.
Okay.
5, 6, 7, go. Did you know? Looking into each other's eyes can make strangers fall in love.
Oh my.
Let's say I don't love everybody.
Every fine girl, I swear.
I don't love everybody and
everything
this scalp.
I don't believe
this
one.
I'm like, this one, you know, did you know anything, though?
Every fine guy
know.
I meet now, I want to actually look you. I don't want you to do ritual. I just want to look you.
I said, look at me now.
When you fall in love.
Oluwede, look me. Oh, I'm in love with you, baby. Open your eyes now. You want to look at me?
I'm scared.
Bro.
Now, let me tell you, just like, if I meet a fine girl, I'm gonna just to stare at them.
But I don't think this is true.
I know, I don't think it's true.
How many
all.
Lovers I have if this is true?
This is, yeah? This is, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you.
Cap at its peak.
Looking at you, I can make a change. Sometimes it's disgust. Like many of the time.
Me, you know, you are annoying me, but.
Trust me, if I'm staring at you God like damn. A random person, it's actually disgust. Or I'm trying to remember where I know you from.
But
one of the two.
What if you like stay longer, you fall in love with the person?
And should we try it?
I'm not a stranger. Why did you try?
Yeah,
who did you try with?
Oh yeah, now you look at me.
Look into his eyes. What do you see? Love. I see blink, please.
Why sexy, oh God.
What?
For
please,
real.
let's sign out. I don't care for you. Like, I'm done.
Who is signing out? You.
Why did you say me?
I did the last sign out.
That's on sign out. Say please.
No.
Yeah, because, oh, I'm not rushing anywhere.
We are not more recording, I hope you know.
Now you caught them.
Yes.
I know they rush anywhere. I'm going to sleep here. Okay, let me sign out. You guys, it was really nice talking to you people. It's always nice for me. I mean, I always look forward to doing this.
Yeah, but that's what she used to say all the time. Like, don't you have new words? It's always nice. It's on do.
Bros and sis.
With credibility.
Was very amazing talking to you people. I don't know that word now. You know, yeah. It was very amazing talking to you guys. I love to do this and I look forward to seeing you guys next 2 weeks again. Hopefully we'll have a guest. Hopefully we won't. And I'll be here on my couch alone. My face will be looking at me. Please keep watching BHS. Keep streaming. Keep watching.
Sorry.
Keep watching, keep streaming, keep sharing, keep liking, keep commenting, keep sending your questions, keep everything.
Keep your virginity.
Don't mind IT, or mind IT anyways. We love you guys. I love you guys from the bottom of my heart. My heart beats for you people. Bye, guys.
Bye.